This Saturday, May 16th, Greene County Council on the Arts, GCCA, will present a fundraiser in Catskill Mill in Catskill, New York. The fundraiser, entitled Between the Lines, will be presented in three parts: an auction, a dance performance, and a dance party. Here to tell us more are Nancy Rosenzweig, GCCA board member, midwife, and dancer, and Kay Stamer, executive director of GCCA. It is a delight to have you both on the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
So how did you come to this particular event, Between the Lines? How was this born, Kay?
Nancy?
All right, well, who do you want to...
Okay. Nancy, we're always looking for wonderful board members, and Nancy joined our board in January of this year, heard our sorry tale of budgetary woes and always needing money, came back the next month for the meeting with a concept which has developed into Between the Lines. And Nancy can tell you how she kind of felt about that.
All right. It's all on you, Nancy. Tell us about Between the Lines and how it came to fruition.
This is the story. I go to my first board meeting and was inundated with information, wonderful information, but as Kay said, there was somewhat of a deficit. And my first question at that point was, well, what have you done in the past that brought in money? Were there any big draws? And Kay told me about an event a few years ago where local artists drew pictures on playing cards, and they ended up selling the pack of playing cards. And one particular local artist, Kiki Smith, drew the cover. Well, it turns out that Kiki's a very good friend of mine and my next-door neighbor in Catskill. Mm-hmm. And I went back to Kiki after this board meeting and said, let's come up with something. And my idea was a bit of a theft from a dance choreographer named Remy Sharlip, who used to send dancers sketches, and they could make up their own movement based on the sketches. So I said to Kiki, would you please come up with 20 to 30 sketches, and I will distribute them to dancers I know, and we will come up with the movement based on your sketches. And she wonderfully and enthusiastically said yes to the idea. And then I had to go out and reach a bunch of dancers from my past. So I've been a midwife about 20 years. I haven't really been in the dance world for a while.
Yeah.
But I was a professional dancer, and I knew that there were a lot of dancers of my era up in the Hudson Valley, either as weekenders or as people actively in the field. A yoga teacher, two professors from Bard, other people that just come up for the weekend. And we are a group of dancers. There are eight of us, all of whom are between mid-40s and mid-60s. And pretty much everyone I asked to participate said yes enthusiastically. All of us dancers are always looking for an opportunity to perform.
Now, I have a poster in front of me, which, of course, the radio audience cannot see, but what I find interesting about it, are these the sketches that we're talking about?
Those are three of them.
Okay, so three sketches. What I want the audience to know is that they're beautiful, but they're very simple. There's a simplicity and a beauty to them, and very minimal. So I assume for you as a dancer that gives you great latitude to be creative.
Exactly. They're evocative of the suggestion I made to Kiki of people in bed. That was the initial instruction I gave her.
That's because you've been a midwife for 2 months.
That's part of it. And also because I'm over 60.
Yeah, just let me nap. So with that, then when you present it to this group of dancers, how do they react to it?
Well, I gave them an assignment for the first rehearsal, which is make up a phrase using any of these sketches that appeal to you or feel right on your body. And then we'll work with those phrases. Some of us will teach each other our phrases. Some of us will make up new material in a studio. But given that the eight of us have lives, and could rehearse quite infrequently. A lot of the work was done on the dancer's own time, and we brought it together in the studio to figure out how to make it work as a piece.
So, and I apologize for being stupid on this, but when you say, so the words on their body, that is in their mind, right?
No, in their body. So they look at the sketches, they
Are you writing on them?
Some. No.
Oh, okay.
There's
all
no
right.
Writing.
All right. Just explain.
It's how to put movement into your own body so it comes out looking organic, like
I understand.
You made it yourself.
Okay. So give me an example. Like what would your idea have been?
It's very hard to verbalize it, but one of my ideas was to pretend that the wall is a mattress.
Okay.
And so I have a little tiny phrase where
back
I
back to
took,
bed for you.
Back to bed. But I took some of the sketches and I'm standing up against the wall as if the wall were a mattress.
Okay. All right. And are we to immediately, we meaning the audience, are we to immediately understand that? Do you want us to understand that? Or if we don't fully get that, you don't really care?
We don't care if you don't fully get it. But my husband,
okay,
who says to me all the time how he does not understand dance, wanted to help the audience. And his idea for the piece was to enlarge these sketches to life size. So we've made life size posters that we're going to be putting up on the wall in the performance space. So we're hoping the audience will get it a little bit more when they actually see the sketches.
What are you dancing to? Is there musical accompaniment?
There are two live musicians who are working with us in an improvisational manner. One musician, Michael Moss, has been working with us for many of the rehearsals, and he asked his partner, Billy Stein, with whom he often riffs and performs, to join him. And so they have a structure based on what we do, but we are not dancing to the music. We are all working together as an event.
So there's no chance that it screws you up in the sense of somehow brings you off course from what you're trying to do.
You know, there is always that chance in an improvisational structure. And we've been working for a few rehearsals now and have actually decided that some of the little vignettes are better without music.
Just
so we have two or three that are just in silence.
And do the dancers interact with each other at all?
Yes.
And that's all part of, I assume that came organically as well.
Really, to be truthful, it came because of who could show up.
Oh, well, that always helps.
So if I had four people at a rehearsal, then those four people worked together and made a quartet.
That makes a group. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, we never had all eight of us together until last weekend.
Well, that's a hard thing. As you say, everybody has lives and you go on. All right, so now, Kay, explain this to us of how you make money off of that.
We make money from sponsorships, donations that of any level, and admissions at the door.
And when it's all said and done, it not only, of course, is an enjoyable evening, but it also helps spotlight what the Green County Council on the Arts does, right?
Absolutely. This particular fundraiser is unusual for us, and I'm delighted to say it's the first of its kind, thanks to Nancy. The previous fundraiser she was addressing, the playing with a full deck, which involved auction and all kinds of poker parties and wonderful stuff, was again benefiting our visual arts program and involved the visual artists. This encompasses dance and modern dance for the first time, I think, in a long time in our fundraisers. Our normal fundraisers are the big Beaux-Arts Ball, which happens in the spring, and then we have a garden party in the fall. So this particular fundraiser, I think, is going to reach all levels of folks in the community, and not just people who want to see dance, but want to see art. And of course, the dance party afterwards is a DJ dance party.
And there's a food truck.
Pardon?
And there's a food truck.
And there's the food truck, right.
It's really delicious food in a Vietnamese type style. Absolutely a draw.
That's great stuff. The Catskill Mill food truck. And
there is a bar.
Oh, and there... Don't forget that, Kay.
No, can't forget that.
The Greene County Council on the Arts fundraiser Between the Lines will take place at Catskill Mill in Catskill, New York, tomorrow. That's Saturday, May 16th, beginning at 7 o'clock. For more information, visit greenarts.org. And that's green with an E. greenarts.org/between-the-lines. If you just go to greenarts.org, you'll find it. There's also a link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Nancy Rosenzweig and Kay Stamer, thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful event on Saturday. We'll be thinking of you, and thanks for the great work you're doing in the community.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Again, you can find out more information either at greenarts.org or wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.